CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 23rd of August 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. View the action-packed RSGB convention program. Find out more about Experimenter's Corner at Hamfest. And the RSGB continues to support young radio amateurs. The RSGB has released the full draft program for its convention, which takes place between the 9th and 11th of October at Kent Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The programme includes details of the lectures that have been lined up. They've been organised into three streams: Learn, Connect and Inspire. You'll also find three newly announced speakers. John Carter, N6YU, will be talking about The Spec is the New Schematic, reproducible station software with spec-driven development. Paul Marks, G8FVK, will explain a modular approach to construction. Dr. Tom Tatum from Bletchley Park will give a fascinating historical presentation called The Fox Shall Not Escape, the RSGB and Signals Interception During World War II. The Society has also announced that it has extended its early bird pricing until 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the 1st of September. This means you can snap up your weekend ticket for only £49, which gives you access not only to the programme, but also to the AMSAT UK colloquium, special interest groups, a great social scene, and much more. View the programme and secure your ticket by going to rsgb.org/convention. Each month, RSGB Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, writes a column called Experimenter's Corner for Radcom, which focuses on a new aspect of experimenting within amateur radio. He's also been giving a brief introduction to each column in a monthly reel shared on the Society's social media channels. Mark covers topics ranging from homebrew construction techniques and 3D printing to software development and cost-saving tips. You can speak to Mark and talk about his column at this year's Hamfest at the Newark Showground on the 25th and 26th of September. He will be in the RSGB Village with a selection of interactive displays, which you won't want to miss. You can find out more on Experimenter's Corner by going to rsgb.org/experimenters-corner. The youngsters on the Air Summer Camp 2026 took Tätig Bagrain, Austria, earlier this month. If you missed out on the daily updates sent by the team of young radio amateurs who represented the RSGB, go to rsgb.org/yota-camp. The daily blogs, photos and sketches will remain on the Society's website to view in your own time. If you're a young radio amateur looking to meet like-minded people, you should look at the youth activities being offered at this year's RSGB convention. There will be a wide range of youth-specific activities to inspire you, including an update from the YOTA team. Go to rsgb.org/convention-youth to find out more. You can also get involved with youth activities in December by taking part in YOTA Month. The RSGB will once again be taking part in this special IARU initiative. Keep an eye out for announcements on how to get involved by going to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA-month. In the United States, the FCC has released a further proposal for new commercial satellite allocations that overlap existing amateur spectrum. This time, the 900 MHz, 2.4 GHz and 5.7 GHz bands are the topic. The ARRL has already made an initial response. Further information and links for this are available via rsgb.org/spectrum-forum. This follows the unwelcome FCC authorization of 70 SEMs last year for telemetry for a 248 satellite constellation. For more information on satellite changes, visit tinyurl.com/rsgbsf2026. This year's British Inland Waterways on the Air event will run from Saturday the 29th until Monday the 31st of August. The event is open to radio amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website at novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk and follow the BIWOTA 2026 link. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 30th of August, Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. The doors open to the public from 9 a.m. The entrance fee is £3. Parking charge? Well, there isn't one. It's free. For more information, visit Mike Kilo, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .org.uk/Mike Kilo Rally. Also on Sunday the 30th of August, Torbay Amateur Radio Society Annual Rally will take place at the Courtney Centre, Kingstaton Road, Newton Abbots, postcode Tango Quebec 12 to Quebec Alpha. This is new venue in a town centre site and is adjacent to a large car park. The entrance fee is £3 and visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. More details are available at Torbay off of Romeo Sierra .org. On Monday, the 31st of August, Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Rally will take place at Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane, Ramsey, Cambridgeshire. The doors will be open to traders from 7 a.m. and to visitors from 9 a.m. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email hotelalfaromeosierrarally2026@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. The German DX Foundation is using special call sign DQ30 GDXF until December to celebrate its 30th anniversary. QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. Contacts made between the 1st of July and the 30th of September count towards an award. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Delta Quebec 30 Golf Delta X-ray Foxtrot. To celebrate its 15th anniversary, members of the Croatian Flora and Fauna Amateur Radio Club are active as 9A44. FF and 9A44FF/P until December. For details of an award that is available for working the station, visit QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Rafael SQ4O is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to Henryk Artowski Station on King George Island, South Shetland Islands, AN010, in his spare time. He's operating as Hotel Foxtrot Zero Papa Alpha Sierra on the HF bands using CW and SSB, and on the 6-meter band using FT8. Tom VK2TBC is active as Victor Kilo Zero Tango Bravo Charlie from C Station, Antarctica, until December. Look out for him using FT8 and SSB on the HF bands. For more information, visit QRZ.com. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all modes on the 6 and 3 centimetre bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 25th, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. And the worldwide Digi DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 29th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 30th of August. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4-character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 20th of August 2026. Last week was characterized by geomagnetic disturbances due to high-speed solar wind streams from coronal holes and a slightly increasing solar flux index. The KP index hit 5 on the 18th and 19th of August, reducing maximum usable frequencies, MUS, and generally being detrimental to HF propagation. We also had more than 50 C-class solar flares and one M-class event in this past week. So nothing too severe. It was coronal holes that did the damage, with two large areas on the sun. A coronal hole is an area of the sun with open magnetic field lines that allows plasma to escape. HF conditions were relatively poor during International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend on Sunday the 16th, with little DX and heavy QSB fading. The MUS struggled to get to 21 MHz, the most activity was on the 40 and 20 meter bands. Some transatlantic signals were logged, but they were weak and watery. That didn't stop people from enjoying the event, though. The activity work this week includes 3B8/SQ9UM from Mauritius, RI8KR from Asiatic Russia, RI1FJL operating from Franz Josef Land, V47JA on St. Kitts and Nevis, and V51WH and V55Y active in Namibia. Good news this week is PropQuest is back online, showing near real-time MUS over various distances. Jim, G3YLA, says this is a temporary fix, pending further work. NOAA predicts that we will see a solar flux index of around 100 to 120 next week, with relatively poor geomagnetic conditions forecast for today. The KP index is predicted to be around 2 during the coming week. At the time of writing, there are no coronal holes threatening HF propagation, but keep an eye on solarham.com for updates. We're still analysing the Eclipse experiment data, but a video of the 80-metre whisper context has been produced and can be found at tinyurl.com/80mike. Whiskey Sierra Papa Romeo. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The return of unsettled weather last week pauses over this weekend, ending today as a new high moves across the country from the Atlantic. This gives a good chance for some propo, and if the land temperatures pick up again and drift ashore, it could produce some good conditions across sea paths like the North and Irish Seas. Before midweek, probably during Tuesday, low pressure will return and push a frontal system across the country, followed by further fronts and showery periods for the rest of the week. This should be very good for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, especially if the showers turn thundery. Meteor scatter will be largely random activity for most of the coming week. We will also see the end of the Delta Aqua Ridge today and the final trailing off from the Perseids, which ends tomorrow. The solar conditions are worth monitoring after recent activity saw the KP index reach 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday last week. Ideally, we require something a little higher to start considering auroral propagation from the southern UK. Sporadic E can last into the first week of September, but tends to become harder to find and shorter in duration. There's no reason to stop checking, though. Any time from mid-morning to late afternoon should cover it. For EME operators, the moon was at apogee and minimum declination yesterday. With minimum peak elevation and maximum path losses, it's a good excuse to check out the mechanics of your antenna. 144 MHz sky noise is very high today, falling back to low as the week progresses. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is local news for Bristol and South Wales. Starting with Gordano Amateur Radio Club, meeting on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. For more information, contact Malcolm, G4KPM, gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Contact is via the web, novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a net on Sundays from 11am on 145.4425 MHz. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822 or email secretary@shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club's annual Field Weekend is still in full flow today in a field off Hook Street, Barclay, GL13 9TH. All are welcome to visit or catch members on the air using club call sign Golf X-Ray 4 Alpha Bravo Charlie. The club meets every Wednesday from 7:15 at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday, the 26th, Sam, M7LGY, will be giving a talk about Linux, Linux if you like, and amateur radio software. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The weekly Friday net starts at 8 p.m. on 145.5 MHz and then moves to an agreed free frequency. For more details, email secretary@tangosierragolf.alfaromeocharlie.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in South Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. On Friday, a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT, starts at 8 p.m. Steve, GW5VOG, is contactable on 07900 560 080. or email to sierra.charliealphawhiskey, Sierra Echo Yankee, at sky.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz on Sundays from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 PM. Contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 PM in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and they're at, on the web, Gulf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu .co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 PM at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. You could join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz CTCSS 94.8 600 kHz split from 7:30 PM. It's a repeater. To find out more, visit MC0YAD. That's Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. And contact is Gareth MW6GVR on call sign Mike Whiskey 6 Golf Victor Romeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 PM every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 PM most nights of the week. Contact is via email hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie Mike Echo Mike Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has no meetings in August, but will resume activities in September. For more information, visit Gulf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey, .org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 PM and 9 PM. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2, Foxtrot, Oscar Foxtrot, .co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays starting at 7:30 PM in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and their email is Uskside Alpha Romeo Charlie .newport at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus News Forecast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon Magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcon@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 AM on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.